In the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 9, it says this, "Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments and I abide in his love." In our day, obedience does not conjure up any positive, noble sentiments. If we're having to obey someone else, then that means that we're not in control or that we're not in charge, and it brings on the sense of maybe being less than. We want dogs to obey. We want children to obey. But we ourselves, we really don't want to have to obey anyone. We don't like authority reigning over us. And so obedience can oftentimes look like an unwilling, begrudging thing, or maybe even perhaps a quid pro quo transaction where I've accomplished what you asked of me, now you pay up. Yet, we are called to obey in the New Testament by Jesus. And there's an eternal difference between doing something through faith in Christ and doing something in the flesh in order to get paid back. One depends upon the power of Christ, and the other depends upon the power of, well, Cliff. And when we talk about obedience, as we must talk about it because Jesus calls us to it in this text, then we need to understand which type of obedience he's talking about. We need to understand this because one type of obedience will keep us abiding in him, and the other type of obedience will eventually have us abandoning him. The type of obedience Jesus is speaking of is a faith-based, spirit-dependent obedience, not an obedience that chalks up all the effort to my own ability. And with this, we want to encourage you to keep depending on Christ day by day. As you pray today, please remember Hannah McClellan, our missionary in Mexico. And also remember the Kazugwa LifeWord broadcast heard throughout Tanzania, Niger, and Congo.